Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 30, the Bible says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." I desire to live the Christian life as I should, but I also realize that even though I'm saved and even though people can be saved, we're still sinners. Sinners sin. We may or may not want to purposely sin, but we're still sinners. Christians are saved sinners headed for heaven. Lost sinners are headed for hell. God placed on man the responsibility to take the gospel to every person. God gave us his Bible, and he gave us a clear plan to show men how to get saved. God made it very easy, not only for people to get saved, but he made it easy for saved people to share the gospel with his fellow man. Not only is getting saved easy, but may I say something, soul winning is easy also. I have been saved since I was 4.5 years old. So I've been saved over 52 years. But I've been soul winning for about 43 years. And let me tell you something. The more you do it, the easier it gets. God tells us in his word how to do it. He not only gave us his words, but he gave us the methods to use. He told us to preach the gospel. He told us to go house to house with the gospel. He told us to get the gospel to every creature, and he made it clear how that he wanted it done. Now, I want you to see that there's more to soul winning for the Christian than just obedience to God and getting the gospel out. God knows better what we need than we do, because God created us. God knew that soul winning would do more than just get people saved. That's what I want you to understand today. There is more to soul winning than just getting people saved. Number one, soul winning keeps us humble. You know, soul winning means you go tell someone else the gospel, make them realize they're a lost person on their way to hell, and give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to do so, you have to look at somebody else's needs and desires over your own. You have to face another human who may reject you, who may laugh at you, who may mock you or scorn you. Soul winning goes against the intellect of man. And people may think you're not very intellectual if you go soul winning. Well, as I've told my church people many a time, I'm smart enough to miss hell and smart enough to keep others out of it. I'd rather be unintelligent in heaven than intelligent in hell. You see, soul winning is as old as the Bible and not flashy modernism. Let me say this right here. Soul winning doesn't mean necessarily that you have people saved and every person you talk to gets saved. God placed on us the responsibility to get the gospel out. He never commanded us to have people saved. But I get a little tired of this modern generation. We want to have social media posts, and I'm not against those. But that's what we rely on for our soul winning. We want to have discipleship classes, and we want to teach people through maybe an addiction program, or have surveys or musicals or dramas. No, God said, take it person to person, door to door, human to human, get the gospel out any way you can. I can't tell you how many people have come visited my church or even joined my church. Many have gotten saved even because of, I've got a deacon's wife who places gospel tracts at every gas pump. And she'll talk to every person at the gas station while her husband's pumping gas. Well, a lot of my folks have caught on to that. You can't hardly go to a gas station in this area without finding gospel tracts. That's getting the gospel out to every creature. Number two, soul winning causes us to want to be separated from the world and closer to God. When you represent God out soul winning, you'll want to be more like Him. You know, to represent Him, you have to pull away from the worldliness of the world to get them closer to Jesus. The world will pull you away from Him if you don't win souls. You know, the people in the church who are with the highest standards are generally the ones that are the least intimidated by getting the gospel out. When you see how God uses you to change eternity, you'll want to change so that you can help more people see their eternity changed. Soul winning causes you to want to separate from the world and get closer to God. Number three, soul winning will unify you and your church around a common cause. You know, usually it's not the soul winners in the church that cause troubles. It's usually not the soul winners in the church that are the gossipers or the disloyal people. Soul winners have a common cause to see people get saved. Soul winners don't have time to fuss and feud. They're busy getting the gospel out. Soul winners don't complain about petty things. They're too busy trying to get the gospel out. Number four, soul winning makes people want to learn the Bible more. You know, as you talk to more people and they throw more questions at you, you have a desire to read the Bible so that you can help them. And the more people you reach, the more Bible you'll need to help them. Soul winning causes you to meet people who have questions and you need answers, so you go to the Bible. Number five, soul winning causes you to have more wisdom. We read in Proverbs 11:30 that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. When you begin to be concerned about the eternity of another human being, you're beginning to see life as God sees it. Wisdom is being able to see life from God's perspective. Soul winning helps you to see the proper priority of things compared to eternity. You know, we think about how important things are here on earth, and we often fail to think about eternity. The more you're concerned about where people go when they die, you're looking more forward to eternity than you are the things of this earth. Let me say this, man's methods are not wise. And by the way, churches who use man's methods look more like the world than what God intended. You see, when we start using man's methods for soul winning, we start using man's methods for church. That we begin to get rid of songbooks and get techno screens and follow the bouncy ball. Our churches begin to play different kinds of music, and we have a casualness, and we don't want to appear weird, so let's dress casual and go casually represent Jesus and get warm and squishy and power positive thinking and touchy-feely, and church is more like a classroom than a revival service. No, let's be wise. Let's do it God's way. The churches of today are trying to make social programs accommodate for these things and get upset at old-fashioned soul winning. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.